room below in temperatures and visor. The lights now will be coming on the abort panels of astronaut Pete Conrad. These are his cue lights for the five engines in the first stage. These five lights remain on. When we get proper thrust for liftoff, the lights go out, informing the spacecraft commander that he has good thrust beneath them. We're coming up now on the four-minute mark. Pete Conrad reports his lights are on. Spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin has said, "Have a good trip, Pete." Pete reported back, "We appreciate everything everyone has done." 4 minutes and counting, still proceeding at this time. We'll be coming up on our automatic sequence at 3 minutes and 10 seconds in the countdown. We're going through our final astro launch checks at this time as the countdown continues. During these checks just now, the launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, said to Pete Conrad, "The launch team wishes you good luck. May the wind be always behind you." Pete Conrad said, "Thank you very much." Count still continuing. Final checks of the guidance and navigation system going on now. Pete Conrad reporting back on their status. We'll be coming up on the automatic sequence in about 10 seconds. From that time on down, we're completely automatic, leading up to 8.9, the 8.9 second mark in the count when we get the ignition sequence. Mark, firing command. Launch sequence start. We have the firing command. We're on automatic sequence. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. T-minus three. Once the automatic sequence began, we begin pressurizing those big fuel and oxidizer tanks, the overall propeller tanks, in the three stages of the Saturn V launch vehicle. This will lead us up to 8.9 seconds when the engine ignition sequence begins. The five engines in the first stage will ignite, building up 7.6 million pounds thrust total. This should occur at the zero mark in the count. We will get verification through the computer that we have proper thrust. The hold-down arms will release and we'll be off with Apollo 12. 2 minutes, 20 seconds and counting at this time. Two minutes, 10 seconds at this time. We see that the stages are now beginning to pressurize as our countdown proceeds, coming up on the 2 minute mark in the count. T-minus 2 minutes and counting, T-minus two. Spacecraft commander now has placed the environmental control system of the spacecraft on internal. Up to this time, we've been providing external sources for the environmental control system. We're checking the hydraulics of the first stage of the launch vehicle now. We are still go. 1 minute, 40 seconds, and counting at this time. T-minus 90 seconds and counting, T-minus 90, still go. Our status board here in firing room 2 indicates all is still well with the countdown. Third stage tanks now pressurized as the automatic sequence continues. 1 minute, 15 seconds and counting. Astronaut Alan Bean has just brought the entry batteries on the main power source in the spacecraft. We've conserved those batteries up to this time. We're coming up on 60 seconds. Mark, T-minus 60 seconds and counting, T-minus 60. Alan Bean running up the volume on his VHF. 50 seconds and counting, 50. We've now gone internal power with the launch vehicle. We're on the internal batteries in the three stages of the Saturn V. T-minus 40 seconds and counting. The spacecraft commander now performing his final function, pressing a button to align the guidance and control system of the spacecraft. Coming up on 30. Mark, T-minus 30 seconds and counting, T-minus 30. 25 seconds and counting, we're still proceeding. T-minus 20. 17 seconds, swing arm back. We have guidance internal. 10, 9, 8, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff. 11:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pete Conrad reports that your program is in. Tower clear. We
have pitch and a roll program, and this baby is really going.
Pete Conrad reporting the roll and pitch program to put Apollo 12 on the proper course. Altitude at 1/2 mile.
Roll's complete.
Roger.
your feet.
Seconds.
Mark 1 Bravo. Right here, we
have altitude 1.5 miles now. Velocity 1,592 feet per second.
Well, you've got your GDC. Okay, we just lost the platform, gang. I don't know what happened here. We had everything in the world drop out. Roger.
Plus one.
Fuel cell lights and AC bus light. Fuel cell disconnect. AC bus overload 1 and 2. Main bus A and B out.
Apollo 12 Houston, try SCE to auxiliary. Over.
NCE to auxiliary.
SCE, SCE to auxiliary.
ECOM reports the readings back.
Mark 1 Charlie.
1 Charlie.
Flight Director Jerry Griffin taking a staging status now. Apollo 12 downrange 17 miles. Altitude 20 miles.
Apollo 12 Houston, try to reset your fuel cells now.
Inboard engine out on schedule. Altitude 33 miles, downrange 45 miles.
Roger, we copy, Pete. You're looking good.
Good staging and good thrust on the second stage.
Straighten out our problems here. I don't know what happened. I'm not sure we can get hit by lightning.
Your thrust is looking good, Pete.
Okay, I have a good GDC, and Al has got the fuel cells back on, and we'll be working on our AC buses.
Right, Pete. Your fuel cells look good down here.
I think we need to do a little more all-weather testing.
Amen.
There goes the tower, gang. That's the way clean.
Good show, Pete. You're in mode 2.
Launch escape tower has been jettisoned on schedule. And we confirm the engine skirt separation also. Downrange 122 miles, altitude 61 miles, velocity 10,000 feet per second.
Hey, we've got an ISS light on, and we've got a cycling CO2 partial pressure high, which I don't bother me particularly, and we have reset all the fuel cells, we have all the buses back on the line, and we'll just square up the platform when we get into orbit.
Roger, Pete. That sounds good.
Hey, that's one of the better sims, believe me.
We've had a couple of cardiac arrests down here, too, Pete.
There wasn't any time for that up here. But we've got a good clock running here, and correct me, I'm going to give you a mark at 4 plus 30. I've lost my event timer, and mark 4 plus 30.
Looks good, Pete.
Okay, we're all organized again, gang.
The only thing we've lost now is the ISS. Number 1 ball is just drifting all over the place, and we'll have to catch it later.
Roger, Dick.
You might have the GNC guys think about how we're going to get that thing, because it's just drifting, just floating.
Okay, we're thinking.
Trajectory is right down the lines on the plot board. Altitude is 85 miles now.
Houston, we won't be sending you an S4B to COI call.
Okay, understand, and can you give us some good words like, get the IMU calm down is rolling all over the place.
Okay, Pete, and if you do a mode 4, it'll be on the backup.
Yeah, no, sir, I got a good SCS.
Okay, good show.
I got a little vibration of some kind. She's chugging along here, minding her own business, though.
Okay, Pete.
velocity is 13,500 feet per second now. Altitude 92 miles. Apollo 12 downrange 345 miles.
Roger 12. Apollo 12, Houston, level sense arm, 8 plus 3, 7, cutoff, Niner plus 1, 1.
Okay, here come the gimbal motor.
The level sense arm initiates the staging sequence. That will be at 8 minutes, 37 seconds. We're at 6:25 now.
Mark S4B to orbit.
S4B to orbit.
The S4B now has the capability to put the Apollo 12 spacecraft into orbit should something happen to the second stage.
Apollo 12, Houston, you're right smack dab on the trajectory. Your IU's doing a beautiful job.
Okay, we're all chuckling up here over the lights. We all said there were so many on, we couldn't read them.
Downrange 557 miles now.
12, Houston, give us Omni Delta.
Roger, going to Omni Delta.
Altitude 100 miles. Velocity 18,417 feet per second.
Center engine.
Center engine out on schedule.
Apollo 12, Houston, we can start getting that platform squared away. Go IMU power standby and then back to on. We'll get her caged up.
We'll wait till we get through staging here, I think, Houston.
Okay, as soon as you can reach it, that's the way to go. Apollo 12, Houston, go for staging.
Roger, we're go for staging. Okay, you want the LMP to turn off the GNN power and then bring it back on, and you want me to use my IMU cage switch, is that right?
Stand by on that, Pete.
Second stage engine shutdown is predicted for 9 minutes, 11 seconds. We're at 9 minutes now.
Got a good S4B, nice smooth staging.
Roger, Pete, your thrust looks good.
Okay, give us more words on the IMU now.
Velocity is 23,000 feet per second. Downrange 967 miles. Altitude 102 miles.
Stand by a minute, Pete. We're still talking.
Okay.
Good trajectory, good thrust.
Mark, mode 4.
Roger, mode 4.
Mode 4, Apollo 12 could get into orbit now using the service propulsion system. Downrange 1,156 miles. Velocity 24,157 feet per second. Altitude 103 miles.
Hey, that's tell you one thing, it's a first-class ride, Houston.
Kind of a rough start.
Yeah. I always like to start out behind the eight ball and get ahead.
Estimating cutoff at 11 minutes, 35 seconds.
1-1 plus 3-5.
1-1 plus 3-5. Roger, roger. Shut down. 1 plus 3-3, Houston.
Roger, Pete.
Flight dynamics report, it looks like a good orbit. Showing velocity 25,561 feet per second. Downrange 1,450 miles. Fido says we're go.
Apollo 12, Houston, before you get down there to work on that switch, try pulling on panel 5, your IMU main A and main B breakers.
Okay, that did it. They're both out. Now what do you want us to do?
Your S4B safe now, stand by.
Okay.
You got to go orbit, you're looking good.
That's Capcom Jerry Carr talking to Pete Conrad. The backup crew commander, Dave Scott, is also at the Capcom console here.
Houston, your S4B is looking good. You're configured for orbit.
Roger, Houston.
Roger, 12, your orbit is 102.5 by 100.
Well, at least that didn't lose it. That I am resetting on the stabilization control system logic bus A3-4 breaker, which was out for some reason.
Roger, Pete, we copy. Also on your IMU main A and B breakers, let's leave them out for at least 3 minutes.
Okay, and then what do you want us to do? Reset them and come up with a P-51 when we get in the darkness?
That looks like the right plan, Pete. We're still talking. We'll give you a final on it.
Okay, ready? I figure. I think we got hit by lightning.
Twelve, Houston. We're about 45 seconds from LOS. We'll pick you up, Canaries, about 1-6.
Roger, roger.
P-51 is a computer program for orientation determination of the IMU, the platform.
12, Houston, can you go to Pooh?
Roger, we'll go to Pooh.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going into Pooh. We're in Pooh. Now, can we reset the breakers?
That's affirmative. Go ahead.
Who is program 00, the idling position for the computer. We've had loss of signal at the tracking ship Vanguard. We'll pick up Apollo 12 at the Canaries very shortly. Showing an orbit of 102.5 by 100 nautical miles. Good orbit. Showing weight in orbit, 300,253 pounds. And an orbital period of 1 hour, 28 minutes, 14 seconds. Canaries has acquired now.
Through Canaries. How do you read, babe? Apollo 12, Houston, through Canaries. How do you read? Roger, you're pretty garbled.
Hey, how's that?
Much better, Pete.
All righty. Another little note for you. I got a lot of ice on the outside of my number one window. I think there was a fair amount of water underneath the BPC. It hasn't sublimated yet.
Roger.
And we're working on the rig check, and we have the IMU breakers back in, and we're looking at a 000 on the IMU.
Roger. Apollo 12, Houston, over.
Go ahead.
Roger, we've looked at your refs, Matt. It's looking good, Pete. You can press with P-51 and 2.
Okay.
P-52 is the realignment program for the inertial platform.
Apollo 12, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, when you do your P-51, you're going to wipe out your refs, Matt. If you'll go poo and accept, we got 4 minutes left. We'd like to get you a new uplink of your refs, Matt.
Okay, there's poo and accept right there.
Okay, Pete, it's on its way. Pete, your P-52 should be in option one, just a reminder.
P-52 should be an option one, Roger. You're going to give us the pay of rest map back, is that right?
That's affirmative, Pete.
The rest map is a reference matrix for the platform. Flight Dynamics says the Canary Station confirms a good orbit with its tracking.
12 Houston. The load's coming up now.
Okay, we're standing by. There's a helmet over here.
Okay, Pete, we're still going.
Okie dokie.
Due to lose you, LOS error, AOS at Carnarvon will be at 52:15, and we hope to have some words for you by then on what the plan is.
Okay, we'll try and have you a good platform by then.
Computer's yours, 12. Houston, the computer's yours. Houston, we'll see you at 52.
Roger, see you at 52, Houston.
This is Apollo Control at 24 minutes into the mission. We've had loss of signals at the Canary Island station now. Next station to acquire will be Carnarvon. The Tananarive station is no longer in the network. Carnarvon due to acquire at 52 minutes 15 seconds. During this launch, Apollo 12 lost its electrical distribution system. That's AC bus 1 and 2. Speculated due to lightning. We don't have a reason, definite reason, however, right now. That loss of that threw the fuel cells off the line, and this system also powers the inertial measuring unit, the platform. That was lost. We still had the backup guidance system, the stabilization control system, which is powered by batteries and not by the fuel cell. The electrical distribution system is now back in operation. Fuel cells are back on the line. And on the dark side of this orbit, the crew will realign the platform using the sextant to take star measurements and get the platform back in the proper shape as a reference point.